Support for this podcast comes from SF Jazz, proud to partner with KPLU in bringing a variety of jazz to America's West Coast. Information on the center and upcoming performances at sfjazz.org.
That's a tune called Four Tongues, but it sounds to me like a dervish dance almost. It's played by the group McTuff, and Four Tongues, the name of the tune, by Joe Doria, the organist. Skerrick on tenor sax, Andy Coe on guitar, Devon Lewis at the drums. And McTuff is playing tonight. They are helping to close out the Earshot Jazz Festival with a gig at Tula's starting at 7:30 tonight. So check that one out. Hi, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene from Vancouver, B.C. to Vancouver, Washington, and beyond to Portland. We'll hear some music from Vancouver, B.C. coming up next, and we'll be providing some information about good places to go for live jazz around the area during the course of today's program. Here's the Miles Black Trio, resident group in Vancouver, B.C., with guest artist Grant Stewart on tenor saxophone, recorded live at Corey Weed's Cellar Jazz Club, where they often do this, pair resident musicians with visitors. And Grant Stewart is on tenor sax here with Miles Black piano, and Andre Lachance on bass, and Julian McDonough on drums. We'll hear them doing the standard by Harry Warren, I Had the Craziest Dream.
Ground.
Nice imagery in that song, written by Lorraine Feather, who is hardly a local musician, but she currently resides in the Pacific Northwest in the San Juan Islands. She grew up in New York and lived in Los Angeles and San Francisco, still maintains a very active career as a songwriter and voiceover artist and recording artist. This is from her most recent album titled Attachments, and it's about various attachments we have in our lives. She was joined here by Russell Ferrante at the piano. Eddie Arkin wrote this music for the song. She wrote the lyrics. And the violinist here was Charles Bicharat, underlined by Michael Valerio on bass. I Hope I Never Leave This Place, from Lorraine Feather's album Attachments. And the Miles Black Trio with Grant Stewart, heard before that in Vancouver, B.C., at Corey Weed's Cellar Jazz Club, playing the standard I Had the Craziest Dream. Miles Black was the pianist, André Lachance on bass, and Julian McDonough on drums, backing up Grant Stewart on tenor sax. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Here are some things on our jazz calendar for this weekend and looking ahead to next week. Earshot is wrapping up today, a 7-week run with performances by McTuff at 7:30 at Tula's and the Charles Lloyd and Friends concert at Town Hall with Bill Frisell, and that starts at 8 tonight. Some music with Charles Lloyd coming up in a minute. Jay Thomas Big Band plays this afternoon at 4 at Tula's. On Monday, Steve Korn Group will be performing at the Meany Studio Theater at 7:30 at the University of Washington. The Royal Room Collective Music Ensemble plays at the Royal Room. And Anne Reynolds brings her Clave Gringa group to Tula's. Tuesday, the Four Freshmen open a 3-night run, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at Jazz Alley, the venerable Four Freshmen, none of whom are the original members anymore, but they still sing the same wonderful harmonies. Don Clement and Laura Wellen team up with a trio at Tula's on Wednesday night. And Burns Harper, Gibson, and Goodhue will be playing at Vito's. Sonando plays Thursday at Tula's. Larry Barlow's Latin Jazz Collective plays at Tula's on Friday. And Taj Mahal opens his annual visit to Jazz Alley over Thanksgiving. He opens on Friday and will play through 2 weekends. Jovino will be at Tula's on Saturday night. Lots of good music coming up. For more information, see the KPLU calendar or earshot.org for a complete jazz calendar. Also, daily updates at seattlejazzscene.com. I thought we'd play a little music by Charles Lloyd since he's in town and he's going to be performing tonight at Town Hall, the concluding concert of the current Earshot Festival, the 25th festival winding down today. Charles Lloyd has long time been a favorite on the Northwest jazz scene. I remember doing some concerts with him out of doors at the Seward Park Amphitheater, some wonderful events we participated in at that time. And he has long been a favorite around Seattle, and I'm sure it's going to be a big crowd tonight. Be sure to check on tickets in advance before you go up there if you don't have tickets already. Charles Lloyd here on tenor sax, Jason Moran on piano, Reuben Rogers on bass, Eric Harland on drums, and an original tune which is named for a beautiful place, wonderful cruising grounds at the north ends of the Sunshine Coast off British Columbia, between British Columbia's mainland and Vancouver Island, a beautiful place called Desolation Sound. Here's the Charles Lloyd Quartet. Mm-hmm. That's the Roosevelt Jazz Band performing in concert at Nordstrom Recital Hall in 2003. And the annual production of the Nutcracker Jazz Suite, as arranged by Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn from the original music by Tchaikovsky. And the Roosevelt Jazz Band will be performing it again this year. I'll tell you more about that in just a minute. Before that, we were listening to Charles Lloyd Quartet from the album Mirror. Charles Lloyd on tenor with Jason Moran piano, Reuben Rogers bass, and Eric Harland on drums, playing an original piece titled Desolation Sound. Charles Lloyd and Friends with Bill Frisell performing tonight in the final Earshot concert at Town Hall. Speaking of the Nutcracker Suite, I wanted to mention several holiday jazz events that are coming up once again this year. These are all traditional jazz events that are presented each year. First up is the 17th annual KPLU Christmas Jam and live broadcast featuring guest Cheryl Jewell and her trio and the PLU Jazz Ensemble directed by Dr. David Deacon Joyner. This takes place at the Mary Baker Russell Performance Hall on December 5th, noon to 1 p.m. It's a free concert and will be broadcast on KPLU. The Jazz Nutcracker, performed by the Roosevelt Jazz Band, directed by Scott Brown, is being presented this year at the Roosevelt High School Performing Arts Theater, a beautiful theater, 1410 Northeast 66th Street in Seattle. And the Jazz Nutcracker will be given on Saturday night at 7:30 and Sunday afternoon, December 8th at 2 p.m. These are usually sellouts, as is the Duke Ellington Sacred Concert, which takes place more toward the end of the month. The Duke Ellington Sacred Concert is the world's longest-running presentation of Ellington's sacred music with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, presented in partnership with Earshot Jazz. The sacred concert this year at Town Hall with guest Everett Green and Nicole Vinay Eskridge, the vocal soloist and the Northwest Chamber Chorus, and the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, Saturday, December 28th at Town Hall. And as I said, all of these events are usually sellouts. It's wise to make plans to attend in advance. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Jim Wilkie with you here on a Sunday afternoon. Friday night, there was an interesting presentation at the Royal Room with the young group Industrial Revelation and Overton Berry and his wonderful music that dates back to the 60s and 70s when he was first very active and burst upon the scene. Very talented musicians all the way around, and it was great to hear them together participating in a panel discussion as well as in performance. Here is music from a brand new recording by Industrial Revelation, which is dedicated in part to the late great Dave Lewis, who is the grandfather of the drummer of Industrial Revelation, Devon Lewis. And this also pays tribute to another important figure in Seattle jazz history, and that is Hadley Calliman. And you'll hear his voice at the beginning of this piece, which was composed by Josh Rawlings, very influential teacher as well as saxophonist on the scene, Hadley Calliman, and The Color of Calliman with Industrial Revelation.
For me, it's a extension of what's happened before. The educated taught the uneducated how to read, and the uneducated taught the ones how to read how to improvise. I don't know. I don't know what it's going to do because it's changed. Music has changed. I want an abundance. You know, I would like to just teach as many kids as I could. But anybody that's I mean, anything that they've done, that they've worked at, I mean, really, really put their soul into, got up every day and strive to do that, that's, I really admire that. Thank you.
one short piece from a new CD by Aaron Parks, former Seattle resident. Aaron Parks developed around here as a young phenom who attracted the attention of a lot of people. He attended the University of Washington with a triple major in math, computer science, and music, and he was later champion in the Cole Porter Fellow of the American Pianists Association. He's appeared on 3 Blue Note albums with Terrence Blanchard. He did one of his own previously called Invisible Cinema. And now this is his new one, a solo piano performance, piano improvisation, actually, that was recorded in one session, I believe, at Mechanics Hall in Worcester, Massachusetts, in beautiful acoustics there. And the new CD is just coming out on ECM. It came out last month, and it's titled Aborescence. Aaron Parks playing totally improvised music in this, that piece titled Squirrels. He said everything in this album sort of suggested the way something grows, like a tree, its roots and branches under and around things where they need to go for water toward the sun. And the music sort of evolved like living things in the artist's words. And that piece was titled Squirrels for its scurrying sort of feel to it. Listening to this album reminds me of a concert I went to just this last week that I would think would be totally unrelated, but it's not. It was a concert of music of Federico Mompou, who was a Catalan composer, and it was a complete performance of his Musica Calada by pianist Haskell Small. Beautiful concert at St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Seattle last Tuesday night. And the new recording, Aborescence, by Aaron Parks, I think is comparable. It's on ECM, just out. Before that, we were listening to the group Industrial Revelation, led by Devon Lewis, and Devon Lewis at the drums there in a piece called Color of Calamon, and dedicated to Hadley Calamon. The music was composed by Josh Rawlings, the keyboard player with the group. This album was recorded at Oak Head, which is a cabin in Washington State, on 2 days in March of last year, 2012. And he envisions the group as a sort of an homage to his grandfather, Dave Lewis, Devon Lewis, and Industrial Revelation. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. And next, for something completely different, we'll be listening to Chris Amamiya and Jazz Coalescence. Chris Amamiya, the trombonist and instigator of this ensemble. This particular piece was written by pianist John Hansen and is played by the sextet in a concert that was recorded for this CD. The concert took place at Music Works Northwest in Bellevue in November of 2011. In addition to Chris Amamiya on trombone, Jay Thomas, trumpet and flugelhorn, Travis Ranney, the saxes, alto and tenor, John Hansen at the piano, John Hamer on bass, and Steve Korn on drums. Excellent group, and beautifully captured in concert here, playing a composition by John Hansen, The Lift. Thank you. Chris Amamiya and Jazz Coalescence recorded in concert for the album In the Rain Shadow, with Jay Thomas on trumpet, Travis Ranney on alto sax, Chris Amamiya was the trombonist, with John Hansen on piano, John Hamer on bass, and Steve Korn on drums. It was John Hansen's composition, The Lift. Wrapping up this edition of Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU, I'm Jim Wilkie. This was a Hatch Cover production. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley, featuring two complete performances of Duke Ellington's Cottontail. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedro Woolley, a community service.